You're listening to Sportcology with Olympian Jungle Jim Hunter. Well, it's now time for the Business and Sport with Partnership Group Sponsorship Specialist, Chris Reed. Chris, welcome back to the program. We haven't had you on for a while.
No, thanks, Jim. Thanks for having me back.
Did you have a great summer and fall?
I did. Yeah, it was, went by pretty quick, but that's good. Lots of work to be done.
Well, I wanted to get into this today because this is an area that a lot of people think they know a lot about it. I meet somebody every day that thinks they're an expert, and then I realize afterwards that they know probably less than I know, and then I'll meet other people that do know more than I do, but I get such a variation, so I thought, well, I'm going to talk to Chris and ask him about this. What should be in your social media toolbox? Let's talk about social media and how it relates to value perspective. In other words, what is it that we need to know about this to use some of these online tools, and how does that work?
Well, thanks. It's very timely because a lot of our clients, if not all now, we spend a great deal of time talking about digital, social media, mm-hmm. and from a sponsorship standpoint, all of different elements that should be in their toolbox and elements that we can help measure for them, because those metrics are becoming more sophisticated on how to place value on those, and it's no longer just about how many likes you have on Facebook.
Wow. So, you know, tell us a little bit about what, because I'm not going to pretend to be an expert or even know anything about it. I look at my app, and I found out that from my app developer that I've got people from Russia that have downloaded it, people in Iran, which I don't have no clue how who I know in Iran, but they know me for some reason. What is in that toolbox, and what is it that we need to pay attention to?
Well, I mean, there's things now with hosting live streaming on the websites and social media channels. So, people could be doing, TELUS could be sponsoring live streams from the Calgary Stampede, for example. And that's additional programming that takes it outside of the gates of the Stampede. Mm-hmm. You've got, sponsorship rights and all of these tend to be exclusive so that people can have sort of that presence. But for example, you could have sponsorship a rights holder for social media accounts. So Acme Photo, for example, could be the presenting sponsor of the Calgary Flames on Instagram. Mm. All of these things that take it away from the bricks and mortar and rink boards and signage, and really help communicate with the fans of the event or the property, and hopefully the customers of the sponsor.
You're listening to the Business and Sport with Partnership Group Sponsorship Specialist, Chris Reed. Chris, let's just look at that for a second. Do people have to be an expert in the areas of understanding that social media toolbox to do it, or do they need to just make sure that they start to explore it and understand it? Because obviously there's opportunity here if you know what you're doing, but not a lot of us would know how to use it.
No, and I would highly recommend that people get better versed on it through training, or at least have somebody on staff that is your sort of resident expert, because there's a lot of opportunity there for exploiting that space, but also having a great activation tool for your clients. And with apps that are out there now, there's opportunities to create an app for your property or your event, selling category exclusivity for that app. You're just adding to the inventory that you have available, and savvy sponsors are now looking to get into that space and own it if they can. But with owning it comes a premium from a fee perspective.
From your perspective, the work you do, give us a list of all the things that are available. And maybe we can't talk about all of them, but we'll have to do that at a future time. But let's just go over what's available. There's Facebook. You give me the list.
Well, you've got Facebook, you have Twitter, you have Instagram, as I mentioned. Mm-hmm. There's also, elements of Twitter with having branded tweets that go out. So this tweet's brought to you by so-and-so. And then, when that gets retweeted, then that expands sort of the universe for that sponsor. You've got blogs, which are becoming very prevalent, right? So, mm-hmm. sponsorship of those blogs, whether it's a weekly commentary, like Brent, uh, my, you know, the president of our company does with, with Partnership Group. And you've got, you can hashtags. I mean, sponsor's name could be incorporated into a official hashtag now, and promoted, you know, in that way. There, you know, there's mobile coupons, that could be sent out to digital media subscribers or attendees that are, you know, at your event. And so all of those elements, and obviously the biggest one, and the one that, that won't go away is the website, right? And everything that you can do on that. There's also the geolocation, check-ins, you know, like Foursquare and what have you, where people are at an event and they can physically check in and find out if any of their friends are at the same event or nearby, or if there's a, you know, the event has put a special on that, you know, you can access by checking in at their event through, through Foursquare or, you know, or some of the other, similar type applications. So it's really becoming a myriad of opportunities in the social media and digital media space.
No kidding. No kidding. Our guest is Chris Reed, and he's a sponsorship specialist with the Partnership Group. We're talking about the social media toolbox and what's in it. Chris, there's so much in that that I want to talk about, but, next time I would love to go in a different direction and talk about the social media statistics of 2013, because I want to frame this, and then we can talk about the other pieces of it, and so next time, can we talk about that next time?
Absolutely. No, I think that's very timely.
Where do people get more information if they want to get a hold of you or get a hold of the Partnership Group?
Partnershipgroup.ca is our website, and there's reams of information about not only the industry but also various events that are going on, and terminology that's used, and obviously contact information if they wanted to touch base with us and or find out more about our Congress, which is coming up in September, in October, October 22nd, 23rd.
Absolutely. This has been the Business in Sport with Partnership Group Sponsorship Specialist Chris Reed. Thanks, Chris.
Thanks, Jim.
I want to thank my guests, my sponsors, and of course the radio station that carries this program. You miss any portion of the show, go to junglegym.ca. If you have any comments, suggestions, or ideas, write me at excellence@sportcology.com. Programs produced at the Sportcology Institute are designed to motivate, educate, and communicate excellence in life by giving the Olympic and Paralympic community a voice. And last, we want to thank you for listening to.